The church observes the birth of John the Baptist as a hallowed event, for no other births are celebrated by the church in its liturgical year but that of John and Jesus. Why is John so significant? St. Augustine tells us John appears as the boundary between the two testaments, the Old and the New. He represents times past, the law and the prophets, while heralding in a new era to come in the fullness of time with the birth of Jesus. In conception and in birth, Jesus and John are linked together, blood relatives, in fact. Jesus tells us that among those born of women, none is greater than John. A member of the tribe of the sons of Aaron and Levi, John is a priest, says Pope Benedict XVI in his book, Jesus of Nazareth. And in him, the priesthood of the old covenant becomes a pointer towards Jesus and a proclamation of his mission. The word of the Lord comes to John before he's even formed in his mother's womb. Before he was born, he is dedicated, a prophet to the nations. The Lord appoints him. Born of a woman too old for childbirth, John in utero recognizes the presence of Jesus and leaps in his mother's womb when Mary visits. It is the moment when John the Baptist is cleansed of original sin and with his mother is filled with the Holy Spirit. As a representative of the past, St. Augustine says, he is born of aged parents. As a herald of the new era, he is declared to be a prophet while still in his mother's womb. He is to be Christ's precursor before they ever saw one another. These are divine happenings for John, who eventually leaves his parents to live the life of a prophet in the desert. He preaches in the desert dressed like an Old Testament prophet, wearing a garment of camel skin and eating locusts and wild honey. He proclaims the kingdom of God and a coming judgment, inviting people to accept his baptism as a sign of their repentance. As a prophet, he disturbs the comfortable and comforts the disturbed, not with his words, but with the words given him by the Holy Spirit. He definitely disturbs the Pharisees and Sadducees, who he calls a brood of vipers. Who warned you to flee from the coming tribulation? He chastises them. Some of the powerful do repent and convert their lives, but his message is spread far and wide. St. Mark says that all Jerusalem and Judea made their way to him as they were baptized in the Jordan, and they confessed their sins. In the figure of Elijah, John comes in the spirit of power of this great prophet. More than a prophet, Jesus says, John is a messenger of the new covenant, and while fulfilling his mission to prepare the way of the Lord, he points out in the person of Jesus the fulfillment of God's promise to redeem and save his people. When Jesus came to John asking for baptism, John recognized Jesus at once. Look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. These words have found their way into the prayer of Mass when the priest holds up the sacred host as we prepare for Holy Communion. He says, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus' public ministry was expected to bring the Jews, to bring the prophet Elijah to the Jews and return to earth once more to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And Jesus' later declaration that Jesus was the Messiah, was Elijah, they were expecting. After Jesus' baptism, once again, we see John turning the attention to Jesus as he declared, he must increase and I must decrease. We are reminded of this fact celebrating John's birth just days after the summer solstice, since the daylight will now decrease and we will celebrate the birth of Jesus just days after the winter solstice when the day will increase. In celebrating this great solemnity today, let's take a moment to think how we might be prophets in our own way, in our own small way, and how we might decrease that the Lord may increase in our lives. How do we prepare our hearts each day for the Lord so that we might go out and proclaim and witness to God's word among the nations?